Hello, Massivepreneurs. I'm so excited. We are now entering segment number two. So segment number two is going to be all about empowering the entrepreneur inside of you. Now, this may seem very typical. However, this is one of my most special segments. Why? Because a lot of times it takes a lot for us to take that leap from our jobs, from, you know, side conversations of family and friends saying, don't do it, or are you sure? So this segment is the segment you want to listen to if you are an on the fence entrepreneur, if I shall say. Now, what do I mean about that? I mean, you are not sure that you can be massive. You are not sure if this is something you should be doing in this season and in this time. Well, I have some good news for you, because I was once you before. And I took the leap. I fired myself and I hired myself, if that makes sense. I turned in my resignation letter because I knew that I was massive. I knew that it was something in me that wanted more out of life besides a check every now and then. So that's what this segment is about. I'm empowering the entrepreneur to take the leap. Also empowering you to understand that your gift will make room for you. I'm also empowering you to move it out of the way. So what is move it out of the way? Whatever that thing is that's stopping you from doing what God has called you to do, move it out of the way. We're also going to be talking about writing the vision, making it plain, and running with it. And lastly, we're going to be talking about putting a date on it. Because we know if there's no date, a lot of times it's not going to happen. So that's what this segment is about. I'm so excited. I know you guys are going to take that leap. I know that it's going to be replayed over and over again. And I just want you to know that nothing beats a failure but a try. So see you soon. This is the introduction, and I'm looking forward to episode number two. Hey, all of you Massivepreneurs, it's Tashara Arthur here at the TSBS Podcast, and I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about this whole segment, this whole episode that we're about to do. Speaking to us about empowering the entrepreneur. Now, this segment is going to blow a lot of minds, and it's going to blow a lot of minds because it's going to require something scary. Now, scary in a good way, though. So scary is you pushing yourself to the maximum potential that you have. I mean, really walking in the great anointing that God has called you to. So right now we're going to be talking about taking a leap of faith. I mean, just taking the leap. And I take a leap of faith because I have a lot of that. I have a lot of faith. So I encourage you guys to grab your faith also. Now, freedictionary.com says, to leap means to propel oneself quickly upward or a long way. Now, the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines a leap to take a spring forward and to pass abruptly from one area to another one. Now, isn't that something? We as entrepreneurs have the ability to go out and get whatever it is that we aspire to get, because God himself has placed this vision on the inside of us. Now, I always use this analogy, right? You go into the bread aisle and you see Sara Lee bread. You see Nature's Own. You see a particular brand, right, that you may absolutely love, right? But Sara Lee bread is not worried about what Nature's Own is doing in this particular aisle right now, okay? Because Sara Lee knows exactly that it was placed in this aisle to sell. Now, I said that little analogy to let you understand that we do not worry about what other people are doing around us. All we know to do is to be exactly who we are. And we as entrepreneurs have to take that leap of faith in order to get to the next level. Or according to the dictionary, we want to propel ourselves forward and quickly and abruptly from one state to another. I know I am not the only entrepreneur that feels this way. I know I am not the only entrepreneur that just feels like, you know what? This here is not enough. So I was inspired by the great Miles Monroe. It was a sermon that he preached. And he was speaking about going into another country and how he was driving 80 miles per hour. He asked the guy, his driver, hey, can I drive? And the guy said, yeah, Or was it that he asked, the driver asked him, would you like to drive? That's better. And he said, yeah. And then, because he noticed it was no speed zones in this particular country. So Miles Monroe got into the driver's seat. Check this out. I'm sure he put on his seatbelt, you know, adjusted his seat, checked the mirrors, etc., made sure his passengers were safely tucked in, and Miles Monroe began to put his feet on the gas. Now, check this. This is very important because we're going to talk about driving to your full speed, your full capacity as an entrepreneur, doing the whole dashboard. So, Miles Monroe began to proceed, and he was driving 80 miles per hour, and Miles Monroe thought he was really, really doing something, but his passenger, which was the guy from that country, gave him a look and told him, you're not doing anything. So, Miles Monroe said, oh, I can drive faster, and he said, yeah, drive faster, because over here, we don't drive 80 miles per hour. Somebody's going to catch this in their spirits really quickly. So, Miles Monroe began to excel from 80 miles per hour to about 120, 160 miles per hour. He looked over as if he was doing something, and the guy next to him said, you're not doing enough. See, we need friends like the guy that was sitting next to Miles Monroe. But instead, what I see to find is that a lot of people are holding us at the 80 mile per hour limit because that's what they are used to. Now, I am here in United States of America. 80 miles per hour might get me a ticket, even on the expressway and on the turnpike. When we're driving and we're driving at 80 miles per hour, we believe that we're doing something, right? But how many of you know that when you crank up your vehicle and you look at your dashboard, you will see that you are supposed to be doing 160 maybe? And why not do 160? That's what's on your dashboard, but because it's illegal. So why give us something that we can't completely acquire? Let me tell you why. Because life has a way of putting stipulations on things. And it's up to you as the driver of your future, to exceed and excel above what people has measured you to. So I say take the leap of faith. I say get around people that will push you to beyond what even they are used to. But the problem is we have a lot of people around us that's used to doing maybe not even 80, 60, 40 miles per hour. And they want to limit you to that. But when they see you get to 80, they get a little shook and scared because to them in their mind, you can't go above 80 miles per hour. But I want to encourage you, the entrepreneur, to take the leap, do the whole dashboard and drive to your full potential, your full speed. See, I decided to go with God. I turned my restrictions into a resignation. So I was restricted on a lot of things because of what I realized was the people around me, though they were absolutely great people, they were so restricted and custom to 80 miles per hour. Follow me here. They thought 80 miles per hour was a little bit too much, right? But all I saw was the full dashboard. So once Miles Monroe really got into his zone and he was driving and he was driving and he realized, whoa, I passed the 80 mile mark and now I'm 120, 160, almost pushing 200. Now I feel free. And I can absolutely tell you this as an entrepreneur that ever since I took that leap, I feel absolutely free. I have free time to be with my family. I have free time to spend with myself. I have free time to set my work schedule and say what days I'm available and what days I am not. I want to encourage you because my first month in business, I made my 2-week salary in 4 hours. Now, I'm going to say I made my 2-week salary in 4 hours from a job that I absolutely loved. It wasn't that the job hated me or I hated the job. It was just I knew I was operating at 80 miles per hour, but I should be doing the dashboard. But I settled for the 80 miles per hour because everyone around me was so accustomed to 80 miles per hour that they didn't do the full dashboard. So we have to be careful about who's riding in our passenger seat and who's giving us the counsel. Whenever you're ready to do something different, you can't have people who've never done anything different. You have to be around people that's done the maximum, or the people that's getting ready to do the maximum, because they're going to encourage you to do the maximum. Now, taking a leap has been the best decision of my life in many, many years. I mean, I haven't felt this free in I don't know how long. But the leap happened out of frustration. Frustration from, like, it felt like the walls were closing. It felt like there was so much more to me. But I felt like no one understood all of this passion that I had inside. And you know what? They didn't need to have that passion or feel that passion because it was never intended for them to feel or hear or feel or need. You know, it was all for me because that was something that God has placed on the inside of me. All of my entrepreneurs out there, all of my massivepreneurs out there, let me encourage you that you're taking the leap not only for yourself, but for your family, for the people all over the globe, because we need your creativity. We need the ideas that God has personally downloaded for you. We need solutions to simple, basic, everyday problems that seem just like it's never going to end. You have the answer for us. You have our solutions in your hand. I say you grab the wheel. I say that you go above 40 miles per hour. I say you go above 60 miles per hour. I say you go above 80 miles per hour. I say you get out of the remnant where people feel comfortable with you at. And I say you push the gas as hard as you can and you take that leap. The leap, like I said, it means to spring forward freely. It means to prepare oneself quickly. And guess what? Upward. So you're not going down. You're going upward until you land exactly where it is that you're supposed to be. We, the people, need you. We, the people, are waiting for you to take that leap. And that leap should be done orderly because you're already in the season of your life where this leap has taking place in the spirit. Now, for those of you who are getting lost, I just want to encourage you that everything that you are doing is not where it automatically should be because you're so used and accustomed to the people around you doing 80 miles per hour. And those people who are doing 80 miles per hour, is nothing wrong with them. But as for you, the entrepreneur, as for you, the masterpreneur, I'm here to tell you that 80 miles per hour just won't cut it. 80 miles per hour is not your portion. 80 miles per hour is not for you, the entrepreneur. It's time for you to get ready, set, and go and take that leap. Now, some keys before you take the leap. Two simple keys. Save and plan. Save and plan. I will never say have a plan B because having a plan A is all you need when you know where your source is coming from. If you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the gift and this is the lane for you, I say go in your lane because there's no traffic there. When you're in your lane, you don't worry about speed zones. When you're in your lane, you don't have to worry about the pedestrians because the pedestrians are going to see you coming a mile away. They're going to hear the wind flying behind you. They're going to see you going into the perfect direction that you were ordained to go in. It's going to cause the pedestrians to automatically stop and halt at amazement when they see you flying by. The pedestrians are going to wonder, wow, how did he or she have the guts to go that fast? How did he or she have the guts to handle it the way that they're handling it? You won't fail. You won't crash because you're going to take that leap. The leap is very important in the life of an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are not timid. Entrepreneurs take risk, and we take risk because we know there is a return on our investments. We know exactly what we are supposed to be doing. We are not trying to do what he is doing or what she is doing, but we are doing exactly what we are supposed to be doing. We are behind the wheel. We have put on all of our safety measures, and we are driving into our purpose. We are driving into the next level of our lives. We are driving to our full capacity. And guess what? We don't need anyone's permission because we are entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs leap, baby. That's what entrepreneurs do. Now, that was a lot. But it was real. And that's exactly the spirit that you're going to need to have as an entrepreneur that's going to take the leap. If you have to play this over and over and over again, I need you to play this until you get it in your spirit. That entrepreneurs leap. Entrepreneurs are not timid. Entrepreneurs don't, well, maybe, well, I don't know. And entrepreneurs definitely don't need passengers who are afraid when they go hit 80 miles per hour and then continue to excel and exceed. Okay, entrepreneurs need people in their ear who understand that. Guess what? You're not doing enough. Guess what? You should be going faster than that. Guess what? You should be moving faster than that, especially when you're in your own lane. Okay, guys, I'm not going to take up any more of your time on this particular topic, but I do want to encourage you to take the leap. This is your girl, Tashara Arthur, here on the TSBS podcast, and I'm massive, baby. So I need all of my massivepreneurs to get ready, set, and let's go, because I'm dropping my BS, and this is some good stuff right here. All the entrepreneurs, get ready. It's time to take that leap. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Tashara Arthur here with the TSBS podcast, of course, empowering the entrepreneur. We are getting ready to do some amazing things in the globe, in the universe. I'm here for that. I'm here for the energy. So, yes, I'm always purpose-driven, always just on 110 when it comes to entrepreneurship, because I believe in your ability even when you don't believe in your own ability. So this specific topic today, we'll be discussing how your gift will make room for you. Again, we'll be talking about how your gift will make room for you. Remember, this particular episode, segment of the podcast, we are empowering the entrepreneur. We are empowering the entrepreneur on the inside of you, because a lot of times we as entrepreneurs look at it as a side thing or just something that maybe we're good at. But I'm here to tell you that that's called a gift. Now, there'll be a lot of things that you're good at, right? You may be good at, making a good steak, or you may be good at, painting. But how many of you know there's a difference between being good at something and something being your actual gift? You see, your gift is something divinely given to you at birth. It's in your DNA. You know, this thing, you can only get it from God. It's nothing that, oh yeah, my granddad used to do this, so, you know, he taught me. No. This thing lives and burns on the inside of you, and you could talk about it all day. I mean, you could literally do it all day and don't get tired. I mean, it's like your passion will have you up like you're on drugs, or have you up like you're just, you know, it just keeps you afloat. That is when you know that it's your gift. It's something that you can do with or without support of other people. It's something that you just do naturally. That's your gift. And how many of you know that your gift will make room for you? It could be five bakers in the room. Somebody learned it from their cousin. Somebody learned it from a friend. But you, it was given to you at birth, baby. So it can't be duplicated. And guess what? You will stand out in the room because it's the gift that has been ordained over your life. So your gift will make room for you. You don't have to even worry about how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen, because it has to happen. It has to manifest the greatness, because God needs it to work for your good. God needs it to work for the universe and for the world, because he created it just for you. Now, what does it mean exactly when I say your gift will make room for you? So when you're making room for something, you're clearing out a space for something new to take place, right? So if you're cleaning your room and you say, you know what, I want to put a dresser right there, you're going to make room for that dresser, right? Because the dresser should be there. So that's the same thing with your gift. It's going to make room for you. You don't have to force your way into anything, because God is making room for you. Okay? You do not have to worry about how, when, where, what, etc. All you have to know is that this is my gift, divinely given to me by the grace of God, and it's going to make room for me. I don't have to force myself into rooms. I don't have to lie to get where I have to get, because God divinely is going to put me into places. Okay, check this out. I had a friend, girl, and we were talking, and she was saying how she was at a restaurant, and she's just on her phone talking, not knowing who was around her. And when she got off her call, a gentleman approached her and said, I'm so sorry to bother you, you know, during your lunch hour, and I don't want you to feel like I was eavesdropping, but I noticed that you have a service that could be useful to me and my family. Long story short, fast forward, the guy introduced her to a $1 million person in this specific industry that she works in. She wasn't even talking to the guy. Her gift just made room. God opened that door, opened that opportunity. And now it has bumped her up into the next level, into another tax bracket. So you don't have to force anything. God himself will divinely put you in situations and settings and have people ears listening who you don't even know are listening. you will be put in settings that you don't even qualify for. Matter of fact, let's go back to the room analogy. You will be in rooms that you don't even feel like you qualify for. That's what it means by your gift will make room for you. Okay? So we define what your gift is. How do you know this is my gift? How do you know this is not something I'm just good at? Because you can do it all day. Effortlessly, you could do it. For free, you could do it. You know? Even though I don't think you should, but I'm just saying. That's what your gift does to you. It drives a passion. Now, what I love about your gift, right? We talked about your gift. Then we talk about making room. But my favorite part is for you. For you. Just specifically you. You don't have to worry about anything, anyone, what they're saying, how they're saying it. Because guess what? It's for you. What God has for you is for you. I'm going to say that again. Whatever God has divinely for you, it's for you, baby. It doesn't matter how long it took to get there. It does not even matter who had it before you. You understand what I'm saying? That thing is exactly for you. It's your gift. It's making room and it's for you. Look at that. Now let's talk about competition. There's none. You know why? Because people can't compete where they can't compare. Even though it looked like someone is competing against you, they'll never win. Why? Because guess what? It's your gift and it's making room just for you. You never have to compete. When you go into a room, all you have to do is be yourself. All you have to do is go in the room with your gift and you're good. Because it's going to make the room for you. You'll see that people will start reaching out to you. Not saying you shouldn't network. Let's be very clear. I'm not saying don't network. What I'm saying is when you network, it will be effortlessly. You get what I'm saying? When you network, you don't have to hunt and chase people down because it's your gift. You're operating in a divine arena. Your gift is going to make room for you. So don't compete against nobody. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing because nothing that they are doing can help you. No strategy that they're using will work for you because that's not the lane that you should be in. The moment you take your eyes off the finish line, you already lost. The moment you stop to look left and right and worry about what everybody else is doing around you, it's no longer your gift. It's not. Because a person who has a gift is confident in that gift and that ability. Now, of course, you can learn things from other people, you know? But what you can't do is compete against other people. You can't compete against other people in something that is divinely already yours. Why compete? You already got the crown. You already got the trophy. You've already won. Your gift will make room for you. It's just like going into a bakery, if you're a baker, and you say, you see they're overwhelmed, and you just get back there and you start helping. Now, mind you, you don't bake for a living, but you get back there and you start helping because you know that's what you're supposed to be doing in real life. It'll flow naturally. Everybody will be blown away like, what is he or she doing back here, blowing our minds like this with no training, you know, with no type of put this much measurements in there, put that much oil in there. You just go ahead and you flow in that thing. That's a gift. That's something that's embedded on the inside of you. And guess what? Your gift doesn't always have to be something tangible. Some people have the gift to empower. Some people have the gift to inspire. So your lifestyle itself is a gift. You hear me? Your lifestyle itself is a gift. Because when you walk in the room, you empower the room. When you walk into the nail salon, you inspire the patrons. So you don't have to force anything. Your lifestyle, the way you carry yourself, that is a gift. Oh my gosh, fashion. I see some young ladies, they don't even try too hard. They don't. They don't have to have on everything signature collection. But they'll have on one little piece and it's just like, whoa. The way they hold their chin up, the way they carry themselves, the way they hold their purses. You know, just little things. That's their gift. So they're a stylist, naturally. And it's the same thing for you. Everything that God has for you will be naturally done and naturally defined. You don't have to worry about what's going on around you. You don't have to worry about who's doing it. Because what they're doing has absolutely, positively nothing to do with what God is about to do in your life. Stay focused. Work hard. Study to show yourself approval unto God. And when you're studying your field, guess what? God is even enlarging your territory because you took the time to study. You took the time to manifest the things that he have already given you. Faith without the work is dead. So you can believe in the gift, you can have the gift, but if you don't work the gift will surely perish. So I just want to encourage you, entrepreneur out there, to understand that your gift, again, your gift will make room just for you. Stay focused, stay strong, stay positive. Let's go out there and let's be massive. Again, this is Tashara here kicking my BS. I have the greatest business solutions for you, and I hope that you are inspired today to understand that your gift will make room for you. Let's take it up a notch. Let's bring it to the next level. And again, let's go out there and be massive. Hello, it's Tashara here from the TSBS podcast. Here kicking my BS to all the entrepreneurs out there and massivepreneurs. We are empowering the entrepreneur, taking that entrepreneur to the next level. And I specifically made this podcast to put myself out there, to push myself to the next level. And today's topic, we're going to be talking about move it over. So what does it mean to move it over? So moving over all those things that's stopping you as the entrepreneur that you are and soon to be. And I'm just going to give my testimony on things that I had to move over in order to get where I am today as an entrepreneur. I am so excited for my level of accomplishments. I'm so grateful for where I am today. So I'll first start off with my testimony. And I have a million of them, first of all, but I'll just talk about my testimony that I call Too Busy for Me. So the name of the testimony is Too Busy for Me. So what I had to move out of the way was I was the go-to person in a lot of situations on my job and in organizations that I was a part of. And I love to help. I mean, the entrepreneur in me, automatically is a solution person. So I hear a problem and I find a solution. That's the entrepreneur in me. But I felt that in every situation, what the organizations that I was a part of, it was always a solution for me to find out or for something for me to do. And that's fine. But it's only a problem when you know what you're supposed to be doing for yourself as an entrepreneur, but other things are in the way of that entrepreneurship. Now, I just want to be very clear. Whenever I left an organization, it was never because I didn't like Sister Sue or Mr. Brown. Okay, that wasn't the situation. The situation was just me understanding that I have to do this for myself. It's never nothing personal. Business was always good. I never leave on a bad mark. At least I don't try to. I'm always inspired by anyone who oversees me as a leader, as an employer, etc. So I just want to clear that up. But I was too busy for myself. And for myself, when I say myself, I mean for my entrepreneurship ventures. I was so clouded that I couldn't do what I was supposed to be doing, if that makes sense. So as an entrepreneur, you can't be too busy for entrepreneurship. I paused for a reason. You can't be too busy to be an entrepreneur, or you'll never be an entrepreneur. It'll always just be a gift or something that you have that's just lingering around. And one day I'm going to do it. One day I'm going to do it. One day I'm going to do it. And that day is going to come and go. So I was too busy for myself. I was working on solutions for everybody else's organization. I was running around tired, burnt out. Didn't have time for my husband. Didn't have time for my children. Only thing I had time for was the organizations that I was a part of creating solutions. Okay. So I had to sit back and understand that, wait, this can't happen. There's so much more to me. There's so much more to what I have to do in order to fulfill the purpose of my very being, which is my entrepreneurship ventures, which is going to help me be able to help all the organizations that I was a part of if they only allow me a minute to get myself together. So you can't be too busy for yourself to accomplish the things that you know you should be accomplishing, especially as an entrepreneur. All right. Another thing that I had to move over was negative people. Negative people who felt that my leap or my journey or whatever you want to call this was too vast. I mean, just people were telling me it's too much. Do one thing at a time or slow down. But I knew on the inside of me what I was supposed to be doing as an entrepreneur. And a lot of times I'll say this, people may or may not be thinking that they're being negative. You get what I'm saying? So one person might feel like they're doing this for your good. Another person is purposely negative and doesn't believe in your ability to accomplish this goal. So I had to move those people out of the way. But the main thing, and I just have to be honest and open with you guys as, you know, my podcast listeners and people who follow me and the people who are inspired by what I'm doing. The main thing I had to do was remove the negative thoughts of myself. The Bible said words are spirit life. And I allowed negative people words to travel with me. Even though I said, oh, I'm not, you know, hearing that or it doesn't affect me. Those words were spirit life and they came back to haunt me. I personally didn't like the sound of my voice. I felt like it was too raspy. So I didn't want to start this podcast. But I knew I had to because somebody out there needed. You know, somebody out there need a conversation. I didn't want to be too technical, professional, where I can't be relatable. I wanted to talk to the girl from the inner city like myself. I wanted to talk to the guy who felt like he doesn't deserve a second chance. I wanted to talk to the young kid who feel like they're too young to launch. I want to even talk to the grandmother or the aunt who feel like, oh, their time has passed and it's too late for them. So that's the reason why I come the way I come. I don't come professional or, you know, pretend to be so high and mighty. I come as a niece, as a sister, you know, as a person in your community, someone relatable to you. And I want to have a conversation as if we were sitting at the dinner table and I'm drinking the tea and you cooking because I like to eat and you cooking me something to eat. So I like to have those type of conversations. And that's why my podcast is designed the way it is. I don't want to be too official that I miss somebody. I believe that this is my God-given purpose to empower the entrepreneur. So it's not for me to come and judge or be too technically savvy that I can't reach that person who don't believe in their entrepreneurship ability. My job is to reach way low and grab the entrepreneur. That's my job. That's my job. It's to reach low and grab the entrepreneur. I don't want to grab the people who feel like they're already so big, established that they can't take any advice. That's not for my podcast. I encourage you to do great things, but my podcast is for those who don't believe in their ability and want to flourish in entrepreneurship, or those who have limited resources, or those who can't afford to pay a consult every time they come up with an idea. This podcast is absolutely free for you. All you have to do is subscribe. It's free for you because guess what? You can get the same information on these podcasts as you can sitting in front of a consult, depending on which episode you're listening to. If you have any specific questions, you guys can always email me or reach out to me on social media. I'm at Massivepreneur on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So you guys can shoot me a DM. Let me know the topic you want me to discuss. And I'll do that because that's my gift. That's my assignment from God. God gave me this so I can give out to other people. So yeah, So let's go back. So that was my thing that I had to move over, my own very negative thoughts about myself, you know, my voice, etc. But the people need this. So here we are today. Another thing you need to move over is too much fun. So too much of anything is bad. So you can have fun, of course, but you have to set a schedule and a time to know, okay, today I have to do this, that, and the third. And it sounds so childish, but I actually have right in front of me my weekly calendar, what I know I have to do on Monday, Tuesday, all the way to Sunday, from Sunday to Saturday of every week. I have a calendar right in front of me letting me know what I need to do. So you don't want to have too much fun, but you do want to have fun and enjoy life. Too much fun could cause you to miss the vision, and we don't want you guys to miss the vision. The last thing is other people's problems and agendas. I had to move it out of the way. So people always have an emergency, right? And you do want to help people, but it can't interfere with what you're trying to do as an entrepreneur. So if somebody's cousin, friend, uncle, dog died, and they know you're the only one who got the shot to make the dog come back alive. That's just, sorry, that was dramatic, but that's just how people make it seem like you're the only one with the solution to their problem, right? Drop everything. Craig's in trouble. Come quick, okay? So I had to get out of that mentality. Like, okay, I'll be there when I can be there. Give me a couple minutes, and I'll come. But I found myself being superwoman too much to situations that had absolutely positively nothing to do with my entrepreneurship journey. So I had to set time for my entrepreneurship journey. I actually have a friend, my best friend. We talk every day. And I had to tell her, hey, you're going to have to start calling me after 5:30. And guess what? She respected that because she respected my time. So I had to move certain things out of the way, other people's problems and other people's agendas. So yeah, I know you're having a heart attack right now or going through something major, but right now I'm trying to pursue my entrepreneurship goals and I have to go. So I'll get back with you as soon as I can. And you don't just throw people off, but you don't throw off your entrepreneurship goals either. You treat your entrepreneurship journey just like you treat their problems and other things in life. All right. So again, this is Shar. I'm here kicking my BS on the TSBS podcast. I'm so excited about what you're about to do and the things that you're about to move over in order to accomplish these entrepreneurship goals. Listen, DM me at Masterpreneur on all social media outlets. I'm excited to hear how I inspire you. What do you guys feel like I need to target? Whatever. I'm here for it. I love the energy that I'm getting already for the podcast. And I just pray that it's inspirational and it's encouraging. Again, we're empowering the entrepreneur. Go out there and be massive. Move it over. Hello, all of my masterpreneurs out there. It's Tashara Arthur here, kicking my BS on the TSBS podcast. And I'm currently actually in Houston, and Houston, it is so beautiful. This city is just, I love it. I'm having a great time, and I'm sitting here from my room view, and I'm looking at the Florida ceiling, out of my Florida ceiling windows at the city in downtown Houston, and I'm just like, wow, look at all the amazing things that God can do. God has a way of dealing with me just by just getting into a still place. And it's just so beautiful. And simple things that we take advantage of or even for granted. It's just like the nightfall that I'm looking at, right? How dark it is. But how the stars light up the sky. Isn't that amazing? Just simple little things that we take for granted. But back to what we're here for. I'm excited to empower the entrepreneur. I believe that this here will take a lot of entrepreneurs to the next level. And I want to talk about, with the entrepreneur, this specific topic is going to be about writing the vision. Okay? Writing the vision. Now, we hear this all the time. Write the vision. Make it plain. Right? In the book of Habakkuk. So, what does it mean to write it? What is the vision? Right? What is the vision? So, to me, in the business world, when you're writing the vision, it's like, what is the business plan, right? What is your business plan? What is your vision plan for your business, right? So when you're making a business plan, let's say you go to the bank or whoever, you go to make a business plan, they want to know, what is your marketing strategy? What are your financials? You know, what is the target market? You know, supply and demand, things like that. So a business plan is something that's laid out crystal clear. Now, you write a vision plan, you write a business plan because you want to acquire either money or, matter of fact, you just want to see your vision on paper, right? Let's just say that. You want to see your vision on paper. So it's something that you can look at without, okay, when you turn the pages, we won't have questions, right? We won't have questions about, what is this person talking about? Or what is this business? So you have a business plan, but we don't even know what the business is. You know, so you want to make sure that when you're writing the vision down, right, you might be home and in the wee hours of the night, you like to write. For me, in the wee hours of the night, I like to podcast. So you're writing the vision down, you're making it plain. And then you go into when you write the vision, right? Not only do you write the vision, but you have to run with it. So I don't hear a lot of people talking about that when they talk about writing the vision and making it plain. Because if you read the chapter in Habakkuk, he not only writes the vision to make it plain, but he writes it. The purpose of him writing it is so someone could run with the vision, right? So are you running with the vision? Or is it just written down somewhere? Be honest. Because if we're empowering the entrepreneur has to get up and move something. You got to get up and shake something. So yeah, you have the vision written down. As a matter of fact, if you just have it on one piece of paper and scribble, scrabble, that's not writing the vision down. You have to invest in writing down your vision and making it plain. Even if right now you can't afford to pay nobody to do your business plan, you can still at least jot some things out, write it out neatly in a notepad until you can pay someone to, you know, make it technical for you. Or you can even type it if you're good at typing. Or if you're not good at typing, hey, you have to be, you know, flexible with this thing, because you can't just have it in your brain. It's not going to do nothing for you in your brain. So you have to write the vision, make it plain. So making it plain means someone else should be able to understand what the heck this vision is and this plan is. All right? Because someone else should be able to carry out the vision, carry out the plan. Because when you run with it, you're running to take it somewhere, right? You're running to take it global. You're running to take it international. So when you meet with your investors, I'm going to call that out. When you meet with your investors or your secret sponsors or your angel sponsors, angel investors, they want to know, what are you talking about? You know? So not only is it, it's nothing that you should keep for yourself, because whatever it is that God is downloading for you to write down and make it plain, it's for the world. It's supposed to impact and affect the world, okay? So you're writing it down, you're making it plain, and you're running with it. Now, not only are you going to run with it, but when you get tired, someone else could pick up the vision and run with it also. So you, maybe it's not your children. Maybe you don't have generational wealth and mindset. But your vision shouldn't die when you die. You get me? Your vision should not die with you. Someone else should be able to take it and run with it. So the whole purpose of writing the vision is so that it can be plain, clearly understood, clearly marketable, clearly advanceable, you know, clearly. So someone can run and execute this vision. And guess what? That someone is you. That someone is you. When you have a vision, you have to make it plain. You have to run with it. Because it was downloaded for you for a purpose. But I know one thing I can tell you. If you don't run with it, someone else will. Because God is not slack. So whenever God gives you something, and let me just say this. We always pray about, God, you know, I need money. God, I'm tired of struggling. God, I just need this. Right? You're going on this rampage, and you're praying about something that God has already provided the solution for. God has already given you something that can make you a millionaire. You may feel like you don't have the resources, but thank God for this podcast and me following the vision that he made for me. Because this podcast, I'm doing this for free, right? I get paid if someone wants to sponsor me or someone calls me out to come do something. But right now I'm in my nice hotel recording this podcast because guess what? This is the vision that God has given me. I had to write it down and I had to make it plain. Everything I saw in that vision, I had to write it out. I had to make it plain for people who wanted to sponsor me. And guess what? I had to run with it. Because it could be on paper all day, but we have to run with the vision that God has given us to us. Our solutions have already been given to us. But we as entrepreneurs sometimes hesitate on the vision because we're so used to or accustomed to, you know, the way the rest of the world thinks. But I'm here to tell you that we are not the rest of the world. We are massive and we are God-ordained preneurs, okay? So we have to get into a space and a place where we understand, okay, God, you gave me this vision. God, I'm going to write it down. However I got to write it down. Whatever I got to write it down on. Whatever I got to keep it together, keep it neat, put up so no juice can't fall on it. Funny thing I used to always say when I was in college, I'm like, dang, I'm always eating and getting grease on my paperwork. Well, I'm always, that's just a mess. So you don't want to be like me. You want to be neat with your stuff, right? You want to treat it like it's something. So you're going to write it down, even if it's on different pieces of paper and scribble scrabble, whatever, and you just keep it neat until you guess what. And then when you get all your scribble scrabble papers together, you write it out neatly on another piece of paper. Once that's written out neatly on another tablet or whatever, you can give it to someone to type, or you can type it up yourself. If you're not a good typer, then hey, give somebody else to type it. But you want to make sure that thing is electronic just in case something happened and you lose the paper or the wind blows it or something like that. You want to have it in your emails for yourself or somewhere safe where you can always access it no matter where you are. Okay? So we're talking about empowering the entrepreneur to write the vision today. Getting that vision out of your head, writing it down, making sure that it's plain, making sure that, you know, this thing has been well thought out. I notice too, when I write out things, that I get more idea and more clarity. So again, this is your girl, Tashara, and I'm just so excited to be with the entrepreneur today. I know there are so many visions out there that's still in a lot of people's heads. And maybe you're wondering about how you're going to do it. Maybe you're concerned about, well, this is never going to take off. But you will never know until you write it down and make it plain. And when you make it plain and you go speak with somebody about it and they have questions, you'll already know the answers because it's on a piece of paper. you know, and then writing it down when people ask you questions that you might not know. That's even better practice for you, because guess what? Now you can go back and research whatever that question was and write it down in the vision. So when the next person come along, you'll know the answer. All right. So not only are we going to write the vision and make it plain, we're going to run with the vision. And not only are we going to run with the vision, but the vision is going to be so massive that we're going to have other people in the room to understand that plain vision so they can run with it too. I have a team right now working with me doing so many massive things. And guess what? It makes sense in my head, but that doesn't matter. It has to make sense on paper in order for it to be executed correctly. So again, it's your girl Tashara here kicking my BS on the TSBS podcast. I hope this was helpful for you, and I'm so excited. Again, at me, and send me a DM or anything to @Masterpreneur on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm here. I'm excited to hear what's going on out there. Let me know how the Masterpreneur podcast has been an inspiration to you. Again, I'm @Masterpreneur on your social media outlets. Until then, see you next time. I'm looking forward to your massive projects. Go out there, be massive, change the world, make it plain, write it down, and run with that vision. Hello, all of my masterpreneurs out there. It's Tashara here with the TSBS podcast. And we actually have a special guest today with us. It's Rain, which is my newborn baby. Rain, I call her Rainpreneur. She's here with me, and she's such an inspiration to this specific topic. I'm actually in Los Angeles right now. And in Los Angeles, it is so beautiful out here. And I'm here with my family, and we've been doing some amazing things, seeing some great sights. But specifically, what stood out to me during this trip was when we went and visited the Hollywood Walk, the stars, and we saw the celebrity with their names and stars. And this specific topic today, we're going to talk about putting a date on it. Now, Rain just solidified this podcast, because the revelation that God gave me was when you're pregnant with something, right? So let's say you guys, you're out there pregnant with your purpose. And remember, we're empowering the entrepreneur. So you're out there, you're pregnant with your purpose. And your purpose is just growing on the inside of you. But eventually your purpose is going to get, you know, your purpose is going to want to be birthed out. So we're going to be talking about put a date on it. When will you birth the purpose? When will it happen? Right? So like I said, I'm sitting here with my newborn baby. She was just fed. I told you guys I like to record my podcast in the middle of the night. I don't know why. That's when I, you know, have the most alone time, I guess. Or most quiet time, I guess we'll say. So I'm here. I'm kicking my BS about putting a date on it. When are you going to birth it out? And when is it going to happen for you? So when is that vision business going to come out for all of us to see, for the world to see? What's been on the inside of you? As an entrepreneur, we say all the time, I'm going to start my business. My question is, when are you going to start your business? My question is, when are you going to start it? Oh, I don't know. Soon. No, soon. We need a date. Because you have to be held accountable, especially as an entrepreneur too. You're going to have a lot of free time as an entrepreneur, and you want to make sure that you're disciplined enough to put dates on exactly what you are doing. So if you're saying, I'm going to launch my clothing line or whatever, you need to say by December 15th, for example. So by December 15th, if you don't see it, it says a lot about who you are as an entrepreneur. And it's okay if it doesn't happen, but you have to put dates on it. Because when you put dates on things, it gives you the opportunity to reflect on why it didn't happen. So the next time you put a date, that won't be in your way. Okay? So I'm going to start my business, but we have to put a date on it. So tell us when. You ever been in a long relationship? You're like, oh my God, when is he going to marry me? Or, oh my God, when is she going to stop doing that? You know, you're in this relationship and you're like, okay, I've already expressed how I feel about such and such, and he or she is still doing it. When will they stop? Or when will we get married? Or when will whatever? We always want to know when, right? We always have dates on things that's important to us. You know, when is my check going to hit my direct deposit for those of you who are still working? Or when is this contract going to go through? It's always a when, right? Same thing with the entrepreneur. When are you going to launch? When is it going to happen? We, the world, is waiting on your when. Yes, we're waiting on your when. So you have to put a date on it. So a lot of us are already in entrepreneurship, but we're barely operating at our full capacity. So then the next question is, okay, when am I going to get my business cards? Simple things. Or when am I going to download the app for virtual business cards? Or when am I going to get that website? Because you can't say, man, this entrepreneur thing isn't working. I've been an entrepreneur for 2 years and I'm still going through whatever I'm going through. But it's only because you haven't done everything you were supposed to do in order to see the revenue generate. Now, what do I mean about the revenue generate? I just basically means that if you sell clothing, and let's say you're in Los Angeles, like how I'm inspired in this great city, for the people who actually took the time to say, I'm going to go to acting school, or I'm going to audition for that part, you have to put a win on it. Because when you put a win on it, then that's when things can begin to happen for you. I know, right? And then we're going to talk about, I'm going to take that course, right? I'm going to go to acting school. Whatever it is that you as an entrepreneur need to do in order to get to that next level, I encourage you to do so. Remember, I specifically bought my newborn baby as a guest on our podcast today because I want to empower you guys that there's nothing in life that can stop you from being the entrepreneur that's on the inside of you. She's such an inspiration, but guess what? I still have to deal with all the hiccups of her. But guess what? She was the thing that was growing on the inside of me that eventually had to come out. She was the thing that was growing on the inside of me that God gave me specifically. Just like God gave you your purpose specifically. And guess what? You can't let that thing just grow forever. Eventually, it's going to have to birth out. And a date had to be set on when I was going to have this baby. A date had to be set when I could. Matter of fact, when I conceived the baby. Everything has a win on it. Everything has a date on it. And I call her Rainpreneur because I have a household full of entrepreneurs. And I just want to be able to, you know, not only birth out the vision or the thing that God has given me, but I want to make sure I execute and take care of that thing that God has given unto me. And you see, I had my baby, right? And I'm still doing my entrepreneurship because when God adds something, it shouldn't subtract from something, if that makes sense. Whatever God adds to your life, He won't subtract anything else that's for you. Now, I don't mean the job, because if the job isn't for you, it's not for you. I don't mean the organization. I don't mean the negative people. I don't mean the cousin or the friend, whoever. I'm talking about, God gave me a child. That doesn't mean I throw away the other children, right? Because they are divinely connected to me. So I just want to encourage you guys to stay the course, but put a date on it. Don't just let it linger around and don't just, one day I'm going to do it. Because what if one day? What if one day, I was about to call her, I still got her groove back. What about if one day Angela Bassett never picked up acting courses or never picked up a sheet to do the audition or to play the role? What if Angela Bassett never said, you know what, I'm good at this and I'm going to study this thing and I'm going to be the best in the industry? You know, what if your favorite rapper never picked up the pen and started writing? You know, what if Maya Angelou didn't write? What if Martin Luther King never marched? What if, you know? So we have to remember that even though some great ideas on the inside of us, we still have to put dates on it. We still have to put action in what we have to do in order to get where we have to go. So it's your girl, Tashara, again. Listen, I love being a mom. And I love where my life is as a full-time entrepreneur. I love that I can do everything all together. I don't have to not be a mom in order to be an entrepreneur. That's the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur. And right now, like I said, this specific episode of the podcast, I'm focused on empowering the entrepreneur. So my baby was specifically brought on for you guys to understand that I can multitask. You know, I don't have to leave her out in order to accomplish the things that God has given unto me. All right. So all you moms out there, all of you parents out there, guess what? You're doing it for them. You're doing it for them. So continue to focus, continue to thrive, continue to do whatever it is that you have to do. But you have to put a date on it because your children are dependent on you to put a date on it. Matter of fact, the world, me, I don't even know you yet, but I'm depending on you to put a date on it because you're very invention, you're very skilled. Guess what? Because I keep telling you guys, this is the Massive Preneur Podcast. This isn't for typical entrepreneurs. This is for the people that I know that God has given me the opportunity to plant in their ears what he's about to do in their lives. So you guys are going to be massive. You're not going to do anything small. You're going to do big things. So big things popping and little stuff stopping. We got places to go and things to do. All right. So all of my masterpreneurs out there, don't forget to follow me on social media. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button also. But follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at masterpreneur. Don't be shy. Jump in my DMs. Only jump in my DMs talking about business, though. I'm a happily married woman and a mother. So make sure that you guys jump in my DMs and give me some topics that you'd like me to discuss. Or even if you want to invite me out to speak, let me know. I love doing work in my community and being able to empower the masses to learn from not only my mistakes, but from the things that I have been successful in. Again, it's your girl, Tashara Arthur, here with the TSBS Podcast, kicking my BS. Go out there, be massive, and don't forget, put a date on it.